All right, boys and girls, get your bingo cards ready. We're going to get started here in a couple minutes. I will warn everyone in advance that I had to scrap whatever plans I had for the fireside today because of the events of the last 12 hours or so. So, a lot of us pulled a late night shift, and a lot of you have been up since then, our heroes who woke up and joined in. And we'll be talking about that here in a second. Yeah, I want to go ahead and just begin things with a shout out to actually, before I do this, I'm going to wait for people to get here. There's like 1,230 fucking people on our Mumble because a bunch of people are in ops and moving things around, and the bad guys, some of them just stood down, and we're just sort of reviewing things on the chessboard. So, worst case scenario, if you miss this because you're on an op and you can't be in multiple Mumble channels, we will have it recorded. It does look like it is being recorded right now. So, cool deal. I'm gonna pause here to read this whining excuse that Horde just pinged. God, they're letting, you know, it. One of the things, this is just a completely non-fireside commentary, but just real-time impressions here, is they have it's like the fall of fucking Berlin in a World War II movie or something. Like it's a situation where you end up with everybody. I don't know, bad World War II analogy, and I don't want to offend any German or anything like that, but I'm basically, it's like, it's fucking 14-year-olds with AK-47s in a technical, right? It's like, you know, just the absolute dregs of their fucking command layer, or what's left of it, have been left to try to clean up this mess. It's another good analogy for it. Again, this is just impromptu shit. I'm seeing, there's this ping from.
Is it Rip Mumble or Rip Mittens?
I think that was Rip Mumble.
Okay.
At least in some sectors, the people are coming back on now.
Clearly, we're being denounced like legacy wolves.
Yeah, so let me give people an update. If you weren't with us last night, if you're wondering what the hell is going on and why everybody sounds kind of hungover, is we kind of started a party in US time zone yesterday. To be fair, the party had started a little bit before that. And essentially, we just ran those fucks around to the point that they rolled over and cried, and we just kept poking them, poking them, poking them, poking them. And then at some point, their command layer just started bleeding out, at which point we twisted the knife. And then we stayed up until, all the way through Saturday Night Swarm. Mind One stayed up and did like an extended overtime battle bard set for us as we were reinforcing the CTO in T5CI. One of the things I want to point out at the very beginning of things, just as a fuck you to all of our enemies that are listening to the fireside, you have spent months telling anyone in Eve who will listen that it is impossible to go into 1DQ1 and reinforce structures because of the servers. It is impossible to go into 1DQ1 and reinforce structures because of the fighters, because of the lag, because of this, because of that. Ultimately, the reason why they can't come into 1DQ1 and reinforce structures is because they have little dick energy. And that little dick energy is being directed by a council of lamers. And so, what did we do yesterday after we had done a whole bunch of other things that I'm not going to be talking about on the fireside? I'm not going to spell out all of the things that we did yesterday. I'm going to tell one funny story involving us stealing a hell. And then, beyond that, we did stuff. We did things. And then at the end of it, when we went into T5ZI and we reinforced a CTO right under their noses, including some other things, there wasn't a fucking thing they could do about it. And the reason why they couldn't do a fucking thing about it is that we are treating them in the way that you would the prey of a pursued predator. I understand that you guys are expecting a whole bunch of screaming, smug herf today, and we will probably get there every day that I say. That I'm not going to be in like herfety blurf mode, then at some point the spirit of the whelp gods overtakes me, and there we go. But right now, essentially, we had timelines for this, right? The rice fields phase. We were laying in plans for the rice fields phase, and we are still officially in the rice fields phase because you guys know the drill by now. The Regunquista will not be televised. It will not be televised. But our timelines are definitely getting aggressively accelerated after what we saw last night. Holy shit. Our plan was simple. we saw weakness and we were going to push these nerds as hard as we could push them before they pushed us back, right? We wanted to see, you know, what is their ability to resist. And so we pushed, and then we pushed a little bit more, and we pushed a little bit more. And then next thing you know, you just like, okay, well, we'll just reinforce your shit in T5ZI. Not the Keepstar. That has not changed, guys. Again, T5ZI Keepstar. And I want you guys to understand this. And I think that now that you've seen what we've been pulling off here, you can see that we weren't full of shit, not like you guys were doubting us, but the grand strategy that we believed in is working and appears to have worked, and that therefore these people are getting broken right next door to us. This is why I love the T5Z Keepstar. It's one of the biggest strategic overreaches and one of the biggest strategic fuck-ups in the history of EVE Online, and possibly in the history of online gaming. It is crazy. All right, let me try to get organized after that mumble thing and see if I can give you guys a proper, slightly hungover but kind of satisfied afterglow fireside. Let's see what we... Holy shit, though, guys. Holy fucking shit. Okay. What was the ping that Mumble cut me off from? It wasn't really... So that's a good question here. Kit Guy is asking me what ping I was reading from the Horde guys before I went over here. It's not even really all that interesting. It's in... and I think it's like open access. They have these excuses, like every time that they have an op where it doesn't result in anything, which is pretty much every other op, they have to post an excuse. And the excuse is never, oh, well, we undocked and tried to fight and did things. There's always fucking something. There's always an excuse. And that's great. Strategically speaking, big picture, let's zoom all the way back out. What is happening now and what is the grand scheme of things? Delve has been transformed, as we intended it from the beginning, into a Sarlacc pit for puppies. And at the bottom of that pit are a bunch of goons covered in Cheeto dust operating the fucking wood chipper. But essentially, you can see over the sweep of the last 13 months what we have done. We said floodplains, and the puppies ignored it. We said floodplains, and they're like, oh, it's a lie. Oh, it's Goonie Spin. Oh, look, you're losing structures. You know, there was 3,300 of these fuckers on the field a year ago. And what did we do? We traded structures for time. We fought them where we could. We chunked them down where we could. We set up ambushes such that we could ruin them wherever was possible. And we got them down to where they are today. And that is fantastic. It has taken us a long time to get here. And we now need to understand where the strategy is going to go in the next month plus, right? And so I've got to speak in very general terms because on Firesides, we don't like to spell out the strategy explicitly, but you guys need to understand that what you are participating in, what you have accomplished thus far, what you are going to be accomplishing is something that has never happened before in the history of online gaming at this scale, right? We're doing some, like, you know, jacking ourselves off about this is all well and good, but like smug aside, you got to kind of step back and look at this. Nothing like this has happened in the history of the internet, right? Like, there have been wars in EVE Online. There have been wars in other online games. The scale, the scope, the length of the campaign, the odds stacked against us, nothing like this has ever happened before. And I want you guys to remember this, that, you know, no hubris is one thing, but as we are winning in a fundamentally historic way, I think it's important that you guys recognize the accomplishment of that, that you have contributed to, that the part that you played in that. It was incredibly inspiring for me as the guy in the big chair to see last night as we were doing our thing, just watching more and more and more of you log on, because we, up until the end, we weren't sending screaming all pings. Like, our enemy was sending, it was insane. Like, they just completely lost their shit. And the reason they lost their shit is that they're letting the children over there run things. All of their adults were around. They had Gobbins, they had Piggles, they had almost everybody who was anybody in the Blue Donut leadership was online yesterday. They were sending pings, they were trying to support people, but they weren't actually doing anything. They left it to like some guy named like Atomic Pancake, Ichimura, Kale Eagle Eyes. Like they sent their also-rans. They sent their dregs to defend T5ZI and their shit. While their bosses sat around doing whatever the fuck it was that they were doing. It's good. So I want you guys to keep in mind as we go through this, that this is not just another EVE War. I shouldn't have to tell you guys this at all because you've been doing it for a fucking year. but it has taken us a year to get to this point. And while on the one hand, no hubris, this is a genuinely, like, a big deal. Like, there are already history books about EVE Online. You're going to be in the fucking history books. It's going places. Okay. Now, I want you to think like a pursuit predator. You already are a pursuit predator. You're a human being. I don't know if everybody already knows this, but some people might not know this, but the way that humans work is we are pursuit predators. Back in the day, you could just run down your prey to the point that they just get exhausted and they lie down and they let you slit their fucking throat. And that is what we are starting to see. The reason why yesterday was so successful is that we just ran them into the ground, full court press all day. Everywhere that they were, we weren't. We would distract them with one fleet, and we were in other areas burning things down. And because their command layer has been abandoned to the last holdouts, the 14-year-olds with AK-47s, right, who have never really done this before but are doing the best they can because the adults in the room have abandoned them to run away, we're running those guys around. And we're going to keep doing that. So if you are a blue donut person, hey, Elf Boy, by the way, I know that you love listening to my Firesides, Gobbins. I want you to know that it sucks to be you, and it's going to suck more to be you. How you like this, Frax, motherfucker? Anyway, yeah, guys, it's just been great. It's been really great. Let's go back on the Pursuit Predator thing. What do? If we have them in one place, we run everywhere around that one place where they're not, and we burn things down. And then when they chase one of our fleets, we're burning things down elsewhere. We just got to run them into the ground. You just fucking exhaust these people. We are more invested in this than they are because obviously their morale is in the gutter. Their morale is in the gutter for good reasons. They have shitty leaders that have made shitty decisions. Those shitty decisions have now been made very public. They're all pointing fingers at each other and dodging responsibility because this is like a game of musical chairs. But when the music stops, some of these puppies are going to get blamed for their failures. And that's the one thing that they cannot stand, which is accountability in a public way. They absolutely cannot handle it. And they can hear that music and they can see the opportunity to fuck off and get away from the accountability that's coming. They can tell. They can tell the accountability is coming and they're running. And so that's why they're sending their worst and their leastest against us. And that is why we are going to exhaust them. And then they will gently fall down the Sarlacc pit into the wood chipper. One of the things that I think was an extremely important takeaway from what the original Sinners guys said on Trash Talk Tuesday, and this was something that was brought up on the meta show yesterday, is that when original Sinners had to move, they had a year worth of shit in T5ZI. They had to move between, it was like 9 and 11 trillion, basically some sort of a big number in terms of assets, resources, everything. So many of our enemies have walked away from the fucking video game because we have crushed their spirit that there is an obscene amount of pubby hardware all through our space. And as we are in the rice fields phase, still officially in the rice fields phase, think of these as goodie huts, like a civilization game. It's like, oh, hey, here we go. Here's a citadel that got abandoned because we broke the puppy spirits. And now we have all of these goodies to fuel the Reconquista. Not that we're doing that. There was an example of that yesterday. In the midst of all of this, I want to give a shout out specifically to Ultra Cal. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but he stole, well, we collectively stole, but Ultra Cal took point on this, and I think he should get the gold stars for it. Stole a hell from a test renter POS in Paragon Soul yesterday. It was just sitting there. It was a POS that was reft. And then a day and a half later, we came back and that hell was still there. And now it's ours. So there are essentially what happens here is that we have brought the entire galaxy to our doorstep. We brought all of our enemies, every single enemy that has hated the Imperium on our fucking doorstep. Right next door. They moved right next door to us. They could have stopped at YZ9, but no, they chose to go all the way to T5ZI because they thought they were a bunch of fucking brain geniuses. So they decided to live on the very precipice of the fucking Sarlacc pit. And as a result, all of these motherfuckers that just sort of walked away from the video game because they're mad at CCP or they're upset with Elf Boy's terrible leadership or just whatever reason, all of their shit that they have dragged to shoot goons with over the last year is just conveniently scattered around us to help us take our shit back. So that is why we're doing the Pursuit Predator thing. It is not just that we want to take our shit back and fuck the bad guys over and blah, blah, blah. It's that this whole thing has been, functionally speaking, a trap. And I don't want to say, oh my God, Puppet Master, we planned it this way from the beginning, because I did not plan T5ZI. Right. I expected to drag the enemy into a mire. I expected to try to set up, sort of a Rourke's Drift sort of scenario, strategically speaking, where you're having to fall back and fall back and fall back and fall back and gradually chunk them down. But what's happened is you combine that with the mistakes that the enemy has made themselves, independent of our grand strategy. Yes, we had a grand strategy to delay, to deny, to destroy. Yes, we had, and it worked. It's working great. I have no fucking complaints. We had a plan to try to take shots at the Supercap fleet such that we could try to pull off either Operation Inho or M2. And that worked. Even the stuff that didn't work, that was part of the plan. High fives all around. I expected them to try to get a Keepstar at NPC Delve. They did. YZ9. I figured we would throw everything we had at that. Great. Okay. T5ZI, though, that was just insane, because 1DQ1 is a trap. It's a fucking trap. If you can't take 1DQ1, the absolute worst place to be. Because look what happened last night. One of the things that these guys never considered. We have been fighting on the defensive guys for more than a year now. More than a year. We are officially in the middle of July. We're headed towards month 13 of official hostilities, not even counting the pre-war stuff where we figured out what their plan was and juked them by starting to set up our defenses. But they don't know how to fucking play D. And that's revealed by last night when they were sending 50 plus fucking pings and they couldn't get more than like 200 people in a fleet for 100, like for 50 fucking pings. Like they, like seriously, I've never seen anything like this, guys. One of the reasons I'm a little discombobulated today is just this sort of Eve hangover from last night of just watching these guys flip their shit. There is, and I'm gonna, you know, as I'm sure you're all aware, and I want you guys to know that we think about this upstairs. There is a ratio between the number of pings that you send, the number of people that respond to that ping and get in the fleet that you ask them to, and then the number of kills or the amount of fun that that fleet then has, right? And so ideally speaking, from a command perspective, you want to send as few pings as possible to put asses in chairs, and then those guys go have fun, ideally, right? So you don't want to, the worst case scenario, your ping to fun to participation ratio, the worst thing that they could have possibly done is what they did last night. And they did it repeatedly in multiple time zones. It wasn't just the AUTZ guys that were doing it. I think that they, because these guys that they were left holding the bag, had no experience in dealing with defensive scenarios and no understanding of the need to manage participation in a active and considered way. Like they just let some, you know, like a meth-addled squirrel at their ping bots. And, you know, when one meth-addled squirrel was done mashing the button and screaming to get, like, you know, just a tiny amount of dudes in fleet, then another one would take over. And it just didn't stop. It was crazy. It was great. It's a wonderful sign of weakness. There's blood in the fucking water. We all know it. They know it. It's great. It's fantastic. I have no complaints. I mean, what the fuck, dudes? Like, I'm sorry. I came here. I know everybody expected Fireside to be super, super screaming herf, but like, we're doing the thing. All I got to do is hand you some fucking gold stars and say, keep doing the thing. It's not necessarily, and then this is why I want you guys to understand the Pursuit Predator thing, right? At the start of yesterday, they were defending better. Right. And the first few things that we were doing, running around with bombers and doing things that we're not talking about on the Fireside, they stopped us. Right. The first few things, they stopped us because we're chase this bomber fleet, chase that bomber fleet, chase these Astros, chase this, chase that. Oh, we've got a Ferox fleet trapped here. We're going to stay in Null and try to mess with Dave Archer, you know, that kind of thing. But what happens is Pursuit predators. You just run them into the fucking ground. You're just willing. All you got to do, guys, like I've been saying for an entire fucking year now, is it's just an hour longer, a day longer, one op more than the other guys. And I'm glad to say that I don't have to convince you guys of this. Like, you've seen it yourselves. You've been out there running them down and exhausting them. And if you participated on yesterday's ops, you got to see what happened as their command layer, their willpower, their endurance, just started to collapse. And once it did collapse, once you saw them like stand down and just give up, then we have free reign. And what do we do when we have free reign, boys and girls? We twist the fucking knife. That is how this goes. Pursuit predator, run them into the ground, exhaust them. It's not going to be every day. I want you to understand, we're not always going to have days like yesterday. I don't want to promise that suddenly this is going to be easy. I just want to point to what we did yesterday as a path forward for you to understand how this works at the macro level, which is we fucking run around, pursuit predator them, exhaust them, and then once they're on the ground panting and wheezing and saying, no more, I can't do this, I've, you know, I'm going to go outside and I blame CCP and the servers anyway, gargoon, once they've rolled over, then we twist the knife. We do the things we're not going to talk about on the fucking fireside. There are things that we will be doing, the things that we did last night, we will continue doing them. It's good, and I think you guys get it, and I want you all to understand and appreciate how fucking well you're doing. Because at the end of the day, nobody in the history of online gaming has fought 3-to-1 odds for more than a year in the hardest video game, hardest, most complicated, most competitive video game of its kind in history. There will be, I imagine, future bigger wars on the internet, but this is one of the ones that's going to go down in the books as, holy shit, what the fuck happened there? And the fact that we are going to win this. I believe we are currently winning. I have always believed in our final victory. It's cool and good. Yeah, and here's the thing. As Contier points out, yesterday wasn't easy but necessary. And this is, again, part of the Pursuit Predator thing. There's fucking 1,330 people on Mumble right now. There's 920 of you here. There are more of you out on ops. And that's fantastic, right? One of the advantages that we have is this is our fucking homeland, right? This is the motherland. This is Delve, and Delve hungers, and we know that they're not going to be able to kick us out of Delve because they've given up on that, and they're pissing and shitting themselves and blaming each other. But you have an advantage. We are more motivated than them, and increasingly now we can get parity with their numbers, or sometimes we can outnumber them. So pace yourselves. Part of the whole Pursuit Predator thing is that you understand when you personally can go, okay, I can contribute to this tonight. Okay, I can do a full burn. I can stay up until 5 a.m. running the puppies around because, you know, I'm listening to Mind One and it's fucking fantastic, and we're essentially just having a massive party last night. Like, it fucking ruled. But I do want you guys to understand, because, you know, I don't want to ask you to just burn yourselves out pointlessly, because that's what our enemies have done. I want you to, in a intelligent and keeping track of your personal burnout, like you've heard me tell you all fucking war. Because, again, this isn't new. We've been doing this for more than a year now, guys, right? So, you know, pace yourselves, right? We're going to chase the puppies down marathon style, exhaust them. And if you need to take a break, we've got somebody else. We're just going to make sure that somebody else is also chasing the puppies down, and we'll get this fucking thing done. All righty. I want to take some questions here. I've pretty much herfed the blurfs, and I've given some gold stars to Ultra Cow for that amazing hell heist. Like, that is fucking fantastic. Toe update. I am actually standing up. Thank you, Sky Enzo, for asking about the status of my toe. I am ambulatory, and basically because I babied it for the first few days, I think everything is going to be functional again. Now I've just got to make sure to do physical therapy and, like, you know, not, you know, move my toes around, I guess. What's the deal with Snuffed Out? Any details? That was a troll. I mean, basically, anytime Snuffed Out says something, we smile and nod and say, ooh, whatever. But no, Snuffed Out is not joining the Imperium. If there is a member that's going to be joining the Imperium, I don't like to surprise our guys or our society with, like, random news drops. So, like, if somebody's going to be joining the Imperium, you're going to hear about it from me, not because of something on a talk show. I mean, Elitist Ops is welcome back whenever they want, but, you know, it is all good. All right. Is there a pathway to citizenship for bad guy mainline pilots who are starting to see the writing on the wall? Yeah, I mean, a whole bunch of different corporations are recruiting. Karma Fleet is recruiting. Lots of corps are recruiting, and that's just sort of handled at a corp level. There's not like an individual golden ticket kind of thing. Oh, one of the things, you know, it's cool to have people flip sides, I guess, but I appreciate it when people join us when we're down and out, right? Like with the people that joined us a month ago or 2 months ago or before that, I have a lot of respect for people that are like, hey, like these guys, you know, the rest of the galaxy thinks that they're losing, but I can see that this is something I want to be a part of because fuck the man or whatever. And they join us when we're in the fucking trenches and things are not looking so hot. So I'm not saying that anybody that joins us now that they've seen the light is bad. There's certainly going to be some talents. You know, I think that in many cases, the pubbies didn't realize how shitty their leadership was until the leaks started coming out and until they started visibly failing, right? Like these guys have never been in an organization that was well-managed or well-led by people that cared about the tribe as a whole, because most of our enemies fundamentally are like pickup guilds. Right. Like, you know, what the fuck is Requiem Eternal or Eternal Requiem? Right. Like, what the fuck is a Warped Intentions? Right. These are pickup guilds. Right. That's what they are. And as a result, you know, they don't necessarily know how awful and stupid a Gobbins or a Pro God is compared to what we do over here. So it's up to the corporations and basically, you know, use your best judgment. All right. You know what? I don't want to go. Oh, wait, hold on. What do we got here? I got an intercept, sorry. There will be no town hall today. Instead, we will be doing something different. On July 24th, we will be doing a Pappy coalition-wide announcement. Test and Legacy will also be doing a State of the Coalition, all hands on deck, whatever you want to call it, everyone fucking be there meeting. All their Pappy alliances will be doing their own major alliance meetings. Big things coming. This is, oh, look at this, hot off the presses. In the meantime, goons have just finally kind of come out of the hole these past few days. Expect some more actual fights this week instead of just chasing bombers. When our comms don't crash, they're actually pretty fun. Yeah, their mumble crashed yesterday because they can't manage anything even remotely competently. So Piggles is pinging out. You guys can see this coming over the wires for those of you that have agents and assets. They're putting on their town halls, but they're telling everybody that July 24th is going to be a big deal. So I don't know. Maybe they're going to siege 1DQ1 on July 24th. They're going to get everybody together because they totally believe that they're going to be able to do things. I have no fucking idea. One of the things that's difficult at this phase of the war is it's hard to predict what the enemy is going to do because the enemy does not have good options, and also they're busy tearing themselves apart. But if they're going to scream to, oh, look, here we go. Gobbins just pinged this too. We have several. I'm reading this shit to you guys live. Let's just ping this out. We've had several talks with other alliance leaders this week and a big coalition meeting yesterday to decide how to proceed. I guess their big coalition meeting yesterday was why we saw all their leadership online, who then did nothing and let the fucking Ichis and Kales and whoever the fuck and the literally who's, you know, do their thing. After a lot of discussion, we have, Elf Boy. After a lot of discussion, we agreed to a unified plan. There will be a big combined announcement next weekend, July 24th. Be around that day if you can. Meanwhile, goons have started counteroffensives. We finally had a couple of big fleet fights in Delve the last days rather than just bombers, so don't miss that action. During the quiet time, Skirmish Fleet continues its work for those that want smaller gang action on the daily. Thank you, Elf Boy, for pinging this in the middle of my fucking fireside so I can just read you and Piggles' dumbass idea out to our fucking troops so they know to be around July 24th this next weekend because Sappy totally has a plan. Isn't it amazing, guys? They have, after a lot of discussion, a unified plan. Maybe it would have been a good idea to have a fucking unified plan a year ago when you were going to invade Goonswarm. Gee, that might have been wise. You can't make this shit up, guys. You just can't fucking make this shit up. A unified plan. Maybe you should have had that before you tried to do and fucking invade us. What the fuck? See, guys, look, from the big chair, It's all, you got to try to figure out what the bad guys are doing, and you got to make sure you're trying to play fourth dimensional chess or 13th dimensional chess or whatever the fuck. And you're like sitting there going like, what are they going to do? Here's their options. They could do this. They could do that. They could do the other thing. T5ZI wasn't on my bingo card. And I'll tell you what, trying to tell all of fucking Sappy announcing that they're not doing town halls. Because here's the thing, guys. We expected them to cancel their town halls because they don't have anything good to say. They were scheduled to have, normally every 2 weeks, we would expect a Goblin's town hall today, and we would have expected a Piggle's town hall. So internally, we were kind of guessing what, you know, what they were going to do. And the gut feeling was that because they got fucking shellacked last night and into this morning, that they would cancel their fucking town halls. And they did. What I didn't expect is that these fucking dumbasses would broadcast that to their people in the middle of our fucking fireside such that I can literally just read their thing to tell you guys to clear your schedules for July 24th because Sappy's going to do a thing and they've totally got a plan now. Oh my God, they're idiots. Fuck. I mean, yeah, as Arctura points out, if we want to cancel their July 24th plans, we'll just tell them that Mr. V is going to be FCing against them. Oh my God. I mean, can you just think of the failure of leadership? Just think of the failure of leadership. Compare what just happened here. I have been telling you guys every fucking week for a year, and even before the war started, I've been telling you the as best I can, right? I do the best job I can. Sometimes fuck-ups happen. Sometimes there are screw-ups. Trying to tell you what to expect in terms of the grand strategy. Trying to tell you the truth, which is we have had plans. We obviously change our plans, we update our plans, we alter our plans one way or another depending upon data as we get it. But obviously we have, you know, we're on defense and we've had a year to do this, so like as we use defense in depth and we come up with more and more and more plans and things to do. But there is a grand strategy that we have been following since before this thing began. And when we knew that they, when we got the intel that they were going to invade us, the first thing we had to do is decide upon a grand strategy. You have to. The entire fucking galaxy is declaring a blood war on you. So step one is, how the fuck do we deal with 152,000 puppies being blue to us and being blue to each other and trying to murder us? How do we do that? So of course we came up with a plan, and then we updated that plan over and over and over again over the last year. And then you see this shit. It's just like watching Elf Boy send a ping, bragging to his people as if it's supposed to reassure them that, hey guys, we had a meeting. Our council of fucking losers got together and agreed that they should have a unified plan. Well, wouldn't that have been nice to have a year back? Gosh, we had a unified plan year back because you have to. And it's just amazing because this stupid motherfucker has no idea what kind of, like, he doesn't understand that the ping he's sending out is shooting himself in the balls. He doesn't understand why it's bad leadership. He doesn't understand that a leader's job is to make you feel safe. And I guess Gobbins doesn't really care about that because I think Horde at this point is basically just a Ponzi scheme to launder various sources of... well, we'll get into this in a little bit, but... we have a project. I'm not gonna say all of the details about the project, but I am confident enough in saying that the time has come that we are going to let slip the auditors of war, and you know, everything old is new again. I'd really like to find out about, is the common bean really getting a good deal at that McDonald's that Horde is running? Because there's another thing that Elf Boy did that I think I was planning on talking shit about this on the meta show, and there was just too much shit to talk. Is at the last town hall, Gobbins, you may not remember this because it was a little bit ago and Gobbins is incredibly boring to listen to. At the last town hall, Gobbins was promising that they would fix their SRP situation and that gobloons, you know, people would be able to get SRP within 3 days, because We people have rised them. We people have hoarded them. And that hasn't been fixed. They promised it would be fixed and it hasn't been fixed. And I'm kind of beginning to see Hoard itself as a sort of a unified renter organization. Like, apparently, if you look at the flow of assets and structure there, you have this huge churn of people joining Hoard, or at least you used to. They would join Hoard because it seemed like an easy, generic thing for them to do. And then, you know, they invest in the system by selling their things to buyback or market fees or whatever it is. I want to find out. So I have instructed the Goons from Finance team to let slip the financiers of war, and we're going to fucking audit these bitches. We're going to find out what's really going on there. And I suspect what you're going to find is that they are taking in assets and ISK, and that they are most likely misappropriating it by giving it to their blessed beans and their Horde Vanguard and their cool kids or whatever. And meanwhile, they're promising that the beans are going to be getting SRP on the way out. But for some reason, they just can't figure out how to do a reimbursement system. Now, is that a bug? Well, maybe if it was a bug, Gobbins said last time, 3 days, they'd have it fixed. But now they don't. So, yeah, we're going to audit the fuck out of these bitches, and we're going to see where that fucking ISK is going. And it's going to be people of Hoard, because if their strength they want to claim is that they're running this great system that's so wonderful for new players or people that just want to get a taste of fucking NullSec, but it turns out that the entire thing is basically just a fucking scam. It's like a multi-level marketing scheme. It's like Mary Kay for beans. Fuck these people. All right. So, I got to go do some Space Emperor stuff. Let me take a couple more questions, then we're going to call it. As you guys know, thank you, Elf Boy. Thank you, Piggles. Next weekend, big things. Thank God there are so many people listening to this fireside right now, such that I was able to tell you live that our enemies are saying that they're going to do things on July 24th. Big announcement. Maybe this time they have a plan. They say they have a plan. Here's a question. Are Dictors the unsung heroes of our fleet? I haven't heard blurfs about the fucking F2 project, but you guys have been doing a damn fucking good job. I really am proud that so many of you have delved into learning how to fly Dictors, Booshers, doing your own thing, learning how to hunt people solo. All of the ways that you have collectively been contributing to the cause above and beyond just fleeting up is one of the reasons why we were able to do what we did last night and what we have been able to do thus far this war. So keep it up. It's fantastic. Other unsung heroes, of course, are the fucking Black Hand. Those poor bastards. I mean, seriously, guys, like the fucking Hand agents, the amount of shit that they have to shovel through. I mean, you have seen, for those of you that have like joined the Pappy Assemble Discord, which is open to all, like you see how these people fucking post. It's bad. Kit Guy has an interesting question. We'll get a big old post about all the funny shit that happened in their command layer after all this is said and done and time has passed. Well, we have guesses. I mean, we'll probably reveal everything that we can reveal once the moment we can declassify all the things we want to declassify, we will. But you know, I wouldn't get your hopes up about like having command layer logs or anything like that. Like, and if there were hopes about that, I would absolutely lie about it on a fucking fireside. I wish I could do the stuff that this Pappy leaker is doing. Like, I hope he comes back and drops and gives us some more logs, because I would blow that shit wide open. Like, my move, if I had an inside source, would be to just fucking, you know, we did this in the Casino War. I would just drop everything, right? Because that's how I roll. We did that when we got the Bosun Dubstep Skype logs last time around, and then those are still posted in Helldump. Like, you can go read them yourselves, all of the enemy's comms. So that's how I roll. And you know what? Here's the thing. Pappy Snowden, if you are listening to this and you can get me the fucking goods, baby, if you can get me the fucking goods, find a way, right? Find a fucking way. Get in touch with one of our guys, get in touch with me, and we can make some fucking magic happen. I think there's something there, but, all right, let's take another question. The social group project, how did that go? We ended up pausing the social group project. I assume you mean by the social group project, you mean us attempting to do randomly selected squads. We learned a lot from the first couple of attempts at that, and then we shelved the project because the war pivoted and we needed to focus more on actually like war stuff. That is something that I'm interested in exploring later potentially another couple of months. So we fucked up enough things there to learn from our fuck ups, and we are going to dust that shit off when we have an opportunity It's just not the right time now to, like, I want people running. I want you guys being pursuit predators, and the time for squad formation of new entities will come later. Alrighty. Okay, guys, I'm going to go ahead and call it. Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, I should have said this. One last thing. Summer Swarm plug. We got Summer Swarm coming up on August 22nd. If we could get the link for that in Jabber. We also have Eve Vegas. We are monitoring the situation with the Delta variant. Hopefully, everybody who's intending to come to any of these goon meets has gotten vaccinated, right? Like, if you're going to come to a fucking goon meet, make sure you've gotten your fucking jabs, right? Don't be that guy. I don't give a shit about any of your thoughts or feelings about it. Otherwise, if you're going to fucking goon meet, you'd better damn well be vaccinated. But I'm looking forward to it. I really cannot wait to get to party with you nerds again and get life going again. There is a Cleveland meetup next weekend. Speaking of people being vaccinated and hanging out with goons and partying. And yeah, we can just fucking do our thing again. All right, guys, I'm going to shut up here. That is it for the fireside. I'm not going to leave you with a big screaming herfety blurf because I just want you to get back out there and do the fucking pursuit play red hunter thing. Like, just shove them down into the fucking wood chipper. Let's run these guys into the ground. And also, thank you, Gobbins and Progod, such that we all know the entire Imperium is on alert. Thanks to these idiots doing it during my fucking fireside, the entire Imperium is on alert that July 24th, this next weekend, Sappy is going to do something, and they have a unified plan. They agreed on something, and we'll be there to give them gold stars, because I'm sure their plan will be fucking super genius tier. Thank you for coming. Let's get the fuck back out there and run these bitches into the ground.